This past Saturday morning in West Tampa, approximately two dozen critics of healthcare reform protested outside the district offices of Democratic Congresswoman Kathy Castor. Some liberal activists joined them. But instead of the arguing and shouting back and forth that have occurred throughout the country at town halls this August, a more civilized give and take took place on this rainy morning. Democrat John Russell ran unsuccessfully for Congress in Florida's 5th District against Jenny Brown Waite in 2006 and 2008. A nurse practitioner, he approached a handful of activists who were just prepared to distribute signs along West Armenia Avenue.
Medicare is just a finance. All we're talking about is financing. We're not talking government-run health care.
Shouldn't you call it something else then?
No,
because when you hear Medicare, you hear government.
Over a quarter of America is covered under some form of single-payer health care right this minute. Whether you're talking the veterans, TRICARE. If you ask any TRICARE recipient, a career officer, a career person in the military, and you ask them, would you ever consider trading your TRICARE for Aetna, Humana, Blue Cross and Blue Shield, they would fight to the death for that.
As Russell told the crowd organized by the Pasco County-based group Citizens Protecting the Republic that he favored a single-payer form of health care, he was challenged by a woman named Emily from Zephyr Hills, who said she works at a local cancer institute and is not fond of expanding Medicare-type bureaucracy.
We already cannot get reimbursed by Medicare for the majority of our patients, okay? It takes over 6 months to get our money, okay? We can't survive like that. If we get reimbursed quicker from the insurance companies than we do from Medicare.
Let me finish.
My problem is, we're already between Social Security and Medicare $57 trillion in debt for those two programs, okay, alone. If they cannot pay us now for Medicare, how in the hell are they going to be able to pay us under a single-payer plan?
But it wasn't all discord. At another point in the discussion, Russell found himself in agreement with Bob Caruso from Odessa.
They are irrelevant. Unless you have public financing for elections. I apologize. It's never going to change.
Absolutely.
Term limits, public financing. That's the only way it's going to change.
You need medical litigation reform because I doubt
of medicine is costing this country billions.
Exactly. I agree with that 100%.
Okay, so that's first, tort reform.
Later on, Debbie from Loot said that even though she disagreed with Russell, she appreciated the civilized exchange.
And you and I don't agree on some things, but we do agree on a lot of things, it sounds like. And if we could just get rid of the D word and the R word.
That's it. I got that analyzed too.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm a constitutionalist, and I'm for individual liberties, but thank you so much for talking without screaming at us.
Later, WMNF caught up with Emily from Zephyr Hills. She said she was against helping out others who were uninsured.
We can't afford to continue to give everybody a free ride, okay? If you have a job and you want to buy health insurance, that's your choice. If you don't, oh well, you know, then you get over it. You know, if they want to set up like free clinics for the poor, I have no problem with that, okay? But as far as helping to fund everybody else's health care and me going on their plan, not going to happen. I'll fight it to the teeth. I do not want to do this.
Overall, the mood was very much against the president and his battles to change the healthcare system in this country. John Rossler had a sign that read OTP, one-term president. He said he was a supporter originally of Mitt Romney in the GOP primaries last year, but supported John McCain unenthusiastically last November.
I think he's making the verdict very evident himself. And I think he had said something this past week that he would sacrifice the second term to pass Obamacare. I heard this morning on the news. And that would be fine with us.
Cecile from Pasco County had a sign that read, Obama bin Lion. Like others at the protest, she expressed dissatisfaction and fear that her insurance coverage might change if the government gets involved to help out those who don't have coverage.
And let's face it, if someone is indigent and they go into a hospital, they will be taken care of, and they'll be taken care of well. My sister's been a registered nurse for over 30 years. She's taken care of many people. She worked at the VA. I mean, people get care. No one's dying in the streets.